Karibos. I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Zion. We are here at the bottom of Vav Amud Bey's last line, Amar Rava, dealing with different cases of Kedushin, different variations of Kedushin. Again, not a good idea to actually do this before, right? In practicality, right? We have a procedure, and it's a very good idea to follow it. But if the following happens, what is the halacha? Amar Rava, Rava says as follows: Tain mana laploni v'kadosh ani lecha. She says, give money to someone else, right? Don't give money to me. Give money to somebody else, right? And I will, I'll be married to you. Right? She says, forget the money. I don't want the money. So the Gemara says, mekudeshes midin arev. She becomes mekudeshes. They're engaged. First stage of marriage, kiddushin, because of the halacha of an arev. What's an arev? An arev is a co-signer, someone who guarantees, let's say, a loan, for example. Right? So if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Reuven is nervous that Shimon won't pay back, so if Levi comes in, well, that doesn't matter. Levi comes and guarantees if Shimon can't pay back, he'll pay back the money to Reuven. So Arev, so Levi, the third guy, Lav Afagad Delo Madi Hanal Liode Kamashabin Navshe. What's Levi doing? Levi's not getting any benefit out of this, but he's still obligating himself in that transaction. So so this woman too, right? Nami Afagad Delo Madi Hanal Liode Kamashabin Mekani Navshe. She's not getting the money. She says, give the money to so and so, to some random guy. But she's still obligating herself to marry this guy, and then that's so that works. But just like an arev works as well. Heilach manivis kachi leploni. What about another case? Right, again, the guy sends a shliach, but the shliach uses his own money in this case, and he says, right, marry somebody else. Right, again, let's say Shimon is the shliach for Reuven, and Shimon takes his own money. Right, usually Reuven has to give money to the woman as Reuven's money. Let's say Shimon takes out his own $100 and says, take this, and then you're going to be engaged to Reuven. So that works. Mikudesh, that works. Why me din every Kanani? From the halacha of every Kanani. What's every? What's that? So every Kanani, right? Lava fogav de lo chaser velo midi, kani nafshe. Where an avid Kanani goes free, right? Let's say someone else can redeem him, can free an avid Kanani. He can pay the master, and the avid Kanani goes free. So the avid Kanani, he's not giving anything up. Right, he is acquiring his own freedom. He's acquiring himself, right, when someone else frees him. So I got benami. I forgot the look of chazir. Below me, the look right. So too over here, just like the guy, the husband, the potential husband, the future husband, is not giving anything. Right, the money is Shimon's, but still, right, he is able to acquire her, even if the money isn't hers. Just like an eved kanani. And then Rava says that if you combine the two of them, so then that works as well. Tain mana the, what's that case? Tain mana the ploni v'kadosh ani lo. Right now, the woman says to Shimon, give money to Reuven, right, and I will marry him. Yeah. So what's the case? The Gemara says the mikudash midin shneim. So then, in that case, that works because of an arev. The halakos of arev and every kanani. Right, arev lafal fagav delo kamata hanaliyade kamishabin nafshe. She's not getting the money. The money is going to Reuven, to the potential husband. So hayitzan nami afagav delo kamata hanaliyade kamakanya nafshe. So too, right? We said before, right, just like the case, right, of arev, even though she's not getting the money, she's obligating herself, and it's the same thing over here that works. And the Gemara says, me dummy, 1 second, but that case is not similar. Arev, haid ka kanile, ka chasra mamona. Right? So by the case of an arev, right, what's all? He could, right, potentially, right, lose the money. Meaning the guy who is acquiring the arev, it's a little bit of strange lashon. But the Reuven, again, in the case of the arev, is Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Levi is the guarantor, right? Levi is the co-signer on the loan. So Reuven, at that point, is giving up money, right, to get the arev on the case, because he's lending money to Shimon. But I got her. But here, when Reuven is the husband and Shimon gives Reuven the money, right, and the woman marries Reuven, right, so Reuven is acquiring both the woman and he's getting the money. So Gemara says, Evikani will prove to you that the loka chaser mamona v'kakani nashe, that he doesn't have to, that the guy doesn't have to give up anything in order to acquire a woman, or acquire somebody's rights, right? The Avikanani also doesn't lose anything, right, when he gives up, when he goes free. So Gemara says again, me dummy, but that this case is not comparable to Avikanani either. But that case over there, again, the master gets the money, right, for the Avikanani. Haha, hayitza kakamakani nafsha lo kakani velo midi. So here the woman who is giving herself up, right, who being Makne herself, right, she doesn't get the money. So the Gemara says, Arif Yochiach, so too. So therefore, the case of Arif proves to you that Alpha Gavdaloka Matihadi Mishabi Nafshe. That's just like, right, in the case of Arif, where he doesn't get anything, he's still obligating himself. So too, the woman's case over here, right, she doesn't get anything, and she is obligating herself. And that's how Rava combines those two cases to tell me that that scenario, that third scenario, where Shimon gives the money to Reuven, and then the woman says she would agree to marry Reuven, right, that would work. Boy, Rav asked the following shayla: Hilach money ve'kadish ani lecha. If the woman says, "Take the money," I mean, the woman gives money to the guy and says, "You, if you accept this money, I'll marry you." Mahu, what's the dip? So Amar again, Amar Zutra Mishmeder Papa Mekudeshes. That he's fascinatingly right. And we saw before that Nasan Hiv Amrahi, right, all that stuff over there. If you remember, right, it has to be he gives. Right, and he does the Amira. So here we're saying that if she gives, right, that Marzutra says that it would work. Ravashi, the Marzutra, Imkain, Havalein, the Chasim, Shishu, say he has a different problem. Right, Imkain, Ravashi has a different problem, not the Gemara we said before. This is Imkain, Havalein, the Chasim, Shishu, the Mechrayas, Nikin, the Mechasim, Shein, the Mechrayas. There is a type of Kenyan called the Kenyan Agav. You can acquire something Agav, right, as an aside or on, in addition to. Sorry, the window's just open. This may be maybe a little bit loud. But you can acquire something, Kinyan Agav, you can acquire something in addition to, or like on the heels of, something else. The Anan, and we learned, Vipchatan, we learned that that only works in the following case. I'll explain what that means in a second, all these Nechasim She'in Lehem Achrayas, etc. We learned tonight, the Mishnah says that Nechasim She'in Lehem Achrayas, things that, we'll explain what that is in a second, Niknin in Nechasim She'yesh Lehem Achrayas, Bekesev Shtar V'chazaka. I guess we should explain what that means. Nechasim she'ish le'machrayis and nechasim she'in le'machrayis is just a fancy way of saying land versus metaltalin, versus movable objects. Because land has achrayis, has an obligation, has a responsibility to it. What does that mean? What it means is that whenever you lend money to someone, so they automatically get a lien on your property. Right? If for whatever reason you can't pay back, they can seize that land. And even if it's been sold to somebody else, that only applies to land, to karka. That doesn't apply to movable objects. So therefore, we call nechasim sheyesh lamechrayis the property that has responsibility, that has an obligation to it. We call that's land, because the property that you own has an obligation to the person, right, you borrowed money from, and if you can't pay them back, right, so then they get to take, right, that land as payment. So it only works that when you do a Kinyan Agav, I probably should have explained this at the beginning, okay, either way, but when you do a Kinyan Agav, it has to be metaltalin Agav the land. It has to be movable objects in addition to the land. It can't be land in addition to the movable objects, meaning the land has to be the Iker transaction, and you happen to acquire, right, any movable objects on the land, right? You buy a field and you happen to acquire, the lawnmower that is sitting on the field. Right? It can't be you bought the lawnmower and you also get the field. Okay, so that's what we learned. Vanan Ibchan, let's just go back a line. Vanan Ibchatan, we learned the opposite works. Then Nechasim She'in Lehem Achrayis, Niknin Im Nechasim She'yesh Lehem Achrayis, right? B'Chesav V'Shtar V'Chazaka. You can only acquire these Nechasim She'in Lehem Achrayis, right? When you do a Kinyan Agav, you can only acquire these movable objects Agav, right, as an addition to, as an aside to, the property that's immovable, the land. And here, right, we compare, right, a woman, as we'll see in a second, and a slave, right, or the hukosh, the karkos, they're connected and compared to land, not because they are land, but that is because, as we'll see, there's some drushes that we're going to get to, I'm not sure. Okay, either way, but a woman is compared to land, and you're acquiring the woman, right, as an aside to the money, right? She's giving you the money. Money is obviously movable objects. That's movable property. And you're acquiring the woman agav the money she's giving you. So Gemara says, so Ravashi, so Marzutra says back to Ravashi, no, Amalei, me, Svaris, the Amalei, agav. No, it's not a Kenyan agav here whatsoever. What's the mechanism when a woman gives the guy money and the guy accepts the money? That there's kiddushin here? What's the mechanism? How does that work? So, achaba adam chashav askinan. We're dealing with the case where the guy's very chashav. The guy's a very chashav guy. He's the king. He's the prince. He's the mayor. He's just saw New York City's mayor, Mayor Adams. He was, I think that's his name, right? He was in the shuk. He's in Machane Yehuda tonight. He's at Beer Bazaar. So, I was meeting a Talmud we walked by, whatever. So, if he would accept a gift, so, he's good, but okay, whatever. If the mayor of Yerushalayim was with him, Moshe Leon was there also. So, if Moshe Leon would accept the gift, So why would that be any different than any random guy getting a gift? Because the guy doesn't accept gifts. He's worth $1 million, $1 billion, $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Who gives a accepts a gift? You go to Chaim Kanevsky, Ova Shalom. You go to meet this great chashuv person. He's going to accept your gift. You're going to give him a watch. He's going to keep it. Of course not. He's not going to accept a gift. If you give a chashuv a gift, right? You give the president a gift and he accepts it, he keeps it. Well, that's a chashuv a thing. So you feel good about that, right? You get some sort of hana that this guy accepted my money. This guy accepted my gift. So the fact that the guy accepts the money that the woman's giving him, right, she derives benefit from that. She feels good about herself. There's some sort of tangible hana here. So that's what she's using. So he's really giving her something. Right, she's giving him a matana, yes, 100%. But the kiddushin, the vehicle for the kiddushin, is the hana that he's giving her, right, by accepting the gift. Okay, fine. Itmar nami mishmei derava v'chein leinim mamona. It also is true by all this the cases, not this case, but the case of Arev and the case of Evid Kanani, right? You can also, if you have the same kind of arrangement, give the money to this guy, right? Shuman really gives the money to Reuven, but all that works also in monetary cases, right, as well. So if the object of question is, let's say, a field or a watch or whatever it is, right, so that would also, the whole thing back and forth that we did at the top of the daf would work as well. Now, Gemara says, Tzricha, and you have to teach us both marriage and monetary transactions, that this whole, all those things would work. You have to teach us both of those cases. Diyash mina kiddushin, if you would have only told me it works by a woman, mishum dehitsa nichale becholdehu, because a woman is happy just, you know, to get whatever for the marriage. Kedir Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish said, that Reish Lakish, tav meitav tandum and the meitav armelo, that a woman is happy to get married, much prefers to be married than to be single. Mamona, but if it's a monetary transaction, and the guy is, you know, he's looking for money for his watch, say malo, so you might have thought that doesn't work. If the guy has to agree, we're not saying he's being forced. We're saying we would have assumed that even if he quote unquote agrees to it, he really is looking for real money. He's not really mekayin nafshe. And if you would have told me that it works by monetary cases, that mishum deisiyav the mechila, because you can be mochel a monetary obligation. Right? If I buy your watch and then you're like, you know what, just don't give me the money, just forget about it. So, or, you know, or a loan or whatever it is, you can get, that's fine, that's a legal mechanism, you can be mochel a payment. Although by kiddushin that doesn't work, MLO, that's not true at all. A woman can't be mochel, she has to get some sort of anah. So therefore tzricha, you might have thought that it wouldn't work, therefore you have to teach me that it does. Amar Rava says, hiskachi li, fascinating sugya, hiskachi li lechatzi, if a guy says marry half of me, so mikudeshes, so that works. But if he says to the woman, I want to marry half of you, ain't a mekudeshes. Right? That does not work. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference between, why doesn't half a woman work? Because Isha Amar Rachmana, the Torah says you have to marry a woman, not half a woman. So let's do over here. Isha Amar Rachmana, the Pasuk says, Kikach Ish Isha. Right? You have to marry half a full man and not a half a man. Amar Lai, he said to him, Hakiyashta, what do you mean? Those cases are comparable. Hasam Itzel, Vetre Lochazia. Woman's not allowed to marry two people. Right? Ela Gavra, but a man, Mika Chazil Vetre, he is, Emil Chazil Vetre, he's allowed to marry two women. Yes, okay, we have a Cherem de Brain Gershon. Right? I heard from, I think Rabbi Leibowitz, that Rabbi Leibowitz said that all the Cherem de Brain Gershons were bad things anyway. Wasn't that he came up with a Chiddush and said it's bad to marry two women? Right? The Torah, yes, it's legally possible, but it's just not a great idea. Okay, fine, either way. Right, it's definitely, when he said it, you're not allowed to divorce a woman without her consent. But it's also a terrible idea to divorce someone without their consent. Just wasn't maybe institutionalized or it wasn't formalized as a din. Okay, either way. But a man is halakhically able to marry two women. And this is what he means to say when he marries this woman. If I want to marry someone else, nisivna, it's not a nice thing to do, but he's just reminding her that, oh, by the way, if I want to take another wife, I'm allowed to. So he said, Marzutra says, one second, why shouldn't, if a guy says, I want to marry half of you, to the woman, like, why shouldn't that spread to all of her? Why shouldn't the half that he's marrying become all of it, all of her? What in the world are we talking about? Because there is such a concept by Hektish and by Kudshim. By the Amar Milo Tanya, we learned there, right? Homer Ragla Shalzu Ola. Guy looks at the cow and says, I want that leg to be a Korban Ola. Right? So Tehkula Ola. What happens is the entire animal becomes a korban ola, becomes hekdesh, becomes mukdash for to be brought as an ola. And that is a nechanami, that is a machlokas. And if even but even according to the guy who says that that doesn't work, that if the leg is an ola, we don't spread it to the entire animal. That's only if you're makdish something that is not life dependent. A leg, okay, it won't be pleasant, but an animal can live without a leg. But if aval bad, makdish davar shein neshama tuliyah bo, if you're makdish, let's say, the heart or the brain, or half the animal, or half the woman, as we're talking about over here, havi kula ola. It spreads to all of it. So why shouldn't half a woman spread to all of a woman? So Gemara says, mi dami, no, those cases are not comparable whatsoever. Because hasa mehema, hacha das acheres. Right, over there, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with an animal. An animal doesn't have any das, it doesn't have any thought process. So if you're a makdish, right, it's only on you, meaning your das is important. But here, by the woman, right, she has her own das. And if she says that only I'm only being makdish half of me to this guy, so then it doesn't just spread, right, against her will. And halu dami alaha. Really, the real comparison should be like this. Damar Rav Yochanan behema shashnei shotven. Really, the case should be the following comparison: that if you have an animal that's owned by two people, hikdish chatziyav chazar. If the guy is makdish his half, right, and i.e. and the other guy doesn't want to be makdish his half, so v'chazar v'lakcha, and then the first guy goes and buys out the second half of the animal, and then Vegdisha, and then he's Makdish the second half. So Kedusha, Veino Kreva. So it works, it's Mekudeshes, right? The animal becomes Kardosh, but Eino Kreva, you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbech. We look at Rashi. Ho, B'tchila Sakadesha, lo nearest the Krav, Shalu Kitcha, Elechetzia. Because that animal was not fit to be brought on the Mizbech when it was originally Mukdash to become a korban. But you have to, at the original time of Hekdish, you have to be able to bring that as a korban. If only half of it was able to be brought because it was owned by the other guy and he didn't want it to be a korban, so then you can't bring it as a korban even if it becomes fully kadosh later. The osed tzmura, and if you would make it into a tzmura, yeah, that's a whole Mesechta's Gemara, right? Sometimes the Mesechta's and the Mishnayos, you hear a name of a Gemara and you're like, are you sure that's a Gemara? Right, so we're more familiar with what's called Truma, right? That's obviously, we don't have that Gemara, that's Mishnayos, we have that. But Tumura is if you would switch the Kedusha, you want to try and transfer the Kedusha from one animal to the next, so the other animal becomes Kadosh as well. So it doesn't really work to get rid of, there's obviously the whole Mesechta about it, but that's in a nutshell. So if you would make it Tumura, so then that would work to transfer, not transfer, but to make the other animal in question Kadosh, Utmurasa Kayotiba, and the second animal would be exactly like this first animal. And then Gemara says, so from all this back and forth, Shema Minotlas, we learned three halachos from the following back and forth, right? But before we get to those three halachos, meaning the maskanes, right? It does not spread, right? That we're all trying to answer why it doesn't spread to the other half of the woman. So it's similar. It's much more comparable to a case to an animal that has two owners. One animal wants to make it hekdesh. One animal does not, and that's just like a woman. A woman is only being makdish half of herself. She has a das. She understands that she, for whatever reason, doesn't want to be makdish the other half, and therefore it doesn't spread right, to the entire woman. But Agav, the Gemara just says, Shmami Natzlas. We've learned three halachas from this back and forth, right, that we just said. First of all, Shmami Nat Balei Chaim Nidachin, that live animals can be pushed off, meaning can be pushed off and not viable to become brought as a korban, to become kachin, and it never is able to become roy and fit to be brought on the mizbeach again. If you look at Rashi, right, there's a Gemara, there's a sugya, there's a Yuma that in Vika Lamadamar, there's a machlok. The other opinion is that ain't duchei ala b'shchutin. That only works by animals that are shechted. That it can only be dichui the alma laolam, that it can only be disqualified and puzzled from the mizbeach right after completely forever, but that's only if it's been shechted. But if the animal is still alive, so you could theoretically get it to become roi from his bech. So we're against that shita, right? We're saying that bali chayim nidachim, that live animals can become fully disqualified from his bech. Shemaim, now the second thing we learned is dichui meikara havi dichui, right? That if it is an initial, when the animal is mukdash, right away, it becomes hektish, there's dichoy, meaning that it is no longer able to be used as a korban. That's a Gemara in Sukkah. That is the opposite opinion. It is only after meaning that if it becomes if it becomes roy from the mizbeach afterwards, so then that is okay. It goes back to becoming okay. So we're saying that that's not true. And finally, Shema Mina, Yesh Duchi B'damim, that Duchi, there is a concept of something not being able to be brought in the Mizbeach by Kedusha's Damim, not Kedusha's, there are two types of Hekdesh, is what's called Kedusha's Damim, the value is Kadosh, and Kedusha's Aguf, with the actual animal, or the item in question, because Kedusha's Aguf. Obviously, when one person is being Makdish half an animal, right, so that's already for the value. Right? That's Kedusha's Damim. You have to sell it, and that money goes to bring another animal, etc. But again, he's only being Makdish half of it. You can't bring half an animal on the Mizbeach, so there's no Kedusha's Aguf that would spread to all of it. So we're holding over here, Rabbi Yochanan's holding over here that you can't, by if it's monetary values, then you can't have Dichu, you can make it no good for the Mizbeach. Okay, boy, Rav asked following shayla. Chatzich v'chatzi bruta v'chatzich v'chatzi bruta ma. What about, again, if you tell me that half doesn't work, and that, is that the, 1 second, sorry. Yeah, if you tell me that half, if the half a woman doesn't work, what about, yeah, okay, fine. What about half of you with half a pruta and half of you with half a pruta? Meaning, obviously, as we said in the Mishnah on base of an aleph, right, then you have to be Makadosh, a woman with a pruta. Well, what about if you say, use the language of, I want half of you with half a pruta and half of you with the other, another half a pruta? So the Gemara has a suffix. Kevman de amr lo chatzi pruta pasko. Do we say that it's two individual statements? And since once you mention half a pruta, well, that's no good, right? Oh, delma, maybe, mona v'holechu, really, maybe he's just kind of counting out a full pruta. He's saying half, you know, half of you with this half and half of you with that half. Right? He's turning the coin over one side and the other. But really, he means to count out an entire pruta. In terms of Lomar Manav Olechu, and if you say that he is counting, and it really means, we will say that that's a good amira. What about chatzich bepruta v'chetzis bepruta ma'u? What about if you use a pruta for both of her halves, right? Half of you with a pruta and half of you with a pruta. Maybe given to Amrullah a pruta, pruta paska. Maybe he means that he's not trying to combine those statements and he's trying to be Mekadosh half of her with a pruta, period, and the other half of her pruta, period, and that paska of Milsi, that would be no good because he's stopping it in the middle and he's only being Mekadosh half of her. Odama, or maybe called Biyome Manavaholichu, or maybe the whole day, he's just counting out cash, right? He's just, you know, flipping bills. He's everything that's in one day. You just count it all together, and therefore he's really saying marry me with two prudas. And in terms of lomar kol biyomei mona v'olechu, and if you tell me yeah he is counting out and he's saying marry me with two prudas, what about chatzich bepruta b'hayom v'chatzich bepruta l'machar ma'u? What about if he spreads it out over 2 days? Kevin de amar lo l'machar paska. Maybe since he's saying I only want to marry the other half of you tomorrow, then that stops, and really it's today is half and tomorrow is half. And that doesn't work. Or Dilmar, maybe Hakkamala, he really means to say that Kedushin Mitchilo Me'aidno Mikmar Lagam Nikmaru Elam Machar. Really, he's just stretching out the Kedushin, right? We're going to have a full 24-hour party. Right? We're going to start the Kedushin from today and we're going to extend it till tomorrow. So the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says, Shnei Chatzich Bebruta Ma'u. And what about if he says, I want to marry both of your halves, right, with a Bruta? Hakkavade Bechadzim Nakamala. Maybe over here he's definitely saying it at one time, so therefore what he means is all of you. Oh, Dilma, maybe ain't Isha Miskadesh is a Chatzar and Klal. Right, a woman can't be married, right? There's no half of a woman Bechlal. Maybe that concept doesn't exist in Halacha, and therefore if you say half of it in any formula, it's no good. And then Gemara says, Teku, and we won't answer that right now. Tishbi Taris Kushos Ubayos. Boy, Rava asked the following Shaila. Shnei Beno Sayach Lishnei Bonai Bepruta Mahu. Wait, what about if you guys says, I want to marry your two daughters to my two sons with one Pruta? Do we go, when we say you need to have a pruta for a marriage, is that based on the people giving and receiving the money? And sure enough, if the fathers are marrying off their kids, well, the father is getting a pruta, so that works. Maybe we're going based on, well, you have two marriages here, and neither of them are getting a full pruta. So therefore, Gemara says, take it. We don't know. We're not going to answer that. Papa asks, Bitcha uparascha bepruta ma'u. What about your daughter? That's not two daughters. That's your daughter and your animal. That's not trying to throw shade at any Baruch Hashem, beautiful Benos Yisrael. What about your daughter and your cow, but with one pruta? Mia, Mina, do we say Bitcha v'chati pruta, uparascha v'chati pruta? Do we say, really, he's paying half for each, and therefore, obviously, half a pruta for a woman is no good? Odomar, maybe, Basar, Bitcha bepruta, uparascha v'mashicha. Maybe what he means to say is that I want to marry your daughter with a pruta, and I want to take your cow with a different kinyan, with a kinyan meshicha, And that would be fine. But the Gemara says Teiku. By Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asks, "Pitra v'karkacha v'pruta mahu." And obviously, the Rishonim deal with why do we need all three of these cases, or this hemshech? Why all this? You know, starting from the top, right? How do you deal with this hemshech? How do you read, all of these shaylos, and how do you pasken? Obviously, you have to figure out how to pasken because it's teiku. Okay. By Rav Ashi says, "Pitra v'karkacha v'pruta mahu." What about your daughter and your land? Are we saying half a pruta for the daughter and half a pruta for the land, and that would be no good for kiddushin? Oh, Dilma, maybe maybe he means that he's trying to marry the daughter with a pruta and the land, he wants to take a chazaka with it, and that would be fine. So teiku, right, we're not going to answer that. We're not going to answer that question. Okay, we're going to stop here before Ugavra, before the story, and we'll go right to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.